Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back. This is part five in our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. We are talking an awful lot about domestic abuse in America because we want you to stay as informed and as on top of it as you possibly can. We've been looking over the last few days for people who have had this terribly traumatic experience, and we want to talk today to a man who has been guilty of abusing his wife, and we're also going to talk to him about his suspicions that she may be looking to violently answer back or violently gain some retribution. This is something that's very tough to talk about because, on the one hand, if you have a woman who's been abused, you feel for her. On the other hand, you don't want the law to further be broken. And I don't know that the law has been broken in that respect. We're going to bring the gentleman on in just a moment from Corona, California, here on Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution, Part 5 in our seven-part series. Let me get Steve on the line. We are not using any last names on the program generally when we do our seven-part series. Steve, how are you?
Very good, sir.
And you are in Corona, California?
Yes, sir.
And you... Tell me a little bit, first of all, about your wife and what happened. Do you believe that your wife wants to kill you?
I do believe it at present time. She does want to kill me. I believe that I was abusive to her at one time, and she and I had a difficult time kind of reconciling ourselves to that.
Can you tell me what happened?
It was... situation where I grabbed her by the arm, I shoved her out the door of a bar because she'd been dancing and she had been drinking and was dancing after hours, and I had told her that I wanted to leave and she would not leave.
So she was having a lot to drink and she was dancing. Was she dancing with other men?
No, she wasn't dancing with other men, but she was dancing in a very provocative fashion, and I did want her to leave. She would not leave, so I grabbed her by the arm and I shoved her out the door, and she had some bruising. And
how long ago was this?
This was 6 months ago.
6 months ago? You say she had bruising on her arm?
Yes, sir, she did. And I'm very, very sorry. And I've apologized to her up one side and down the other. And I've tried to tell her so very deeply how much I'm sorry that that happened. And I certainly don't want her to kill me. And I do feel... in my heart that there's something going on now.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you. You feel that your wife is so angry at you for abusing her. And let me say here, while I don't believe that any man should manhandle a woman that way, it doesn't sound like the kind of abuse that...
No, sir, it was abuse, straight out. I mean, I...
But you didn't smack her, or...
No, but I did. I grabbed her, and I bruised her, and I shoved her out the door. I treated her very roughly, and I'm very, very sorry for it.
And how did she feel about it?
She was angry about it. And she was very angry that I would treat her like that.
Did she fall down, or...
She didn't fall or nothing, but I did push her out the door. And I'll tell you what, right now, she gave me hell about it. She told me that if I was ever going to put my hands on her again... She was really, really angry about it, and since then I feel very bad because I feel personally, you know, that I had never done that before.
And but you're feeling bad because you think your wife is planning to kill you.
I think she's got something in mind, and then
what are the signs?
I'm just my wife is a very smart woman, and she's a very good cook. I don't know. What she would have in plan, but I've seen things add up when you add one thing after another. But I'm almost certain that for 15 years she had never brought me a beer. And the other day I was out in my workshop, which I immediately, she comes in all of a sudden with a beer. How did that happen, you know?
And your wife brought you a beer?
Yeah.
And that was unusual. Why? Because in 15 years she hadn't?
I don't believe so, no, sir. And I immediately poured it down the drain. Because
why do you suspect that she wants to kill you? Because...
Well, because of the domestic abuse deal, and because of the fact that she's into this Dixie Chicks thing.
Now, the Dixie Chicks, we're going to get into that in just a moment, but she brought you a beer, and you poured it down the drain.
Yeah, and I heard some very gurgling sounds. I heard what could be acidic or alkaline content of the beer. She was sharpening a knife that she uses for paring carrots, and she was whistling. And if you've ever seen a woman whistle and sharpen a knife, brother, you know what that's all about. You know what that's all about. You know, so I'm just saying that I just feel...
No, wait a minute. Your wife was sharpening a knife.
She was also paring some carrots down, and she said, I said to her, what are you doing? And she says, it's for you. Okay.
All right, so she brought you a beer, and you poured it down the sink thinking that she was going to poison you. She's also got a carrot knife that she's...
She's whistling and using the carrot knife. The other thing, she wanted to know, you know, how tall I was. Okay?
Yeah.
She measured me, and then she started clearing out her trunk of her car.
Okay, so your wife measured how tall you were and then started clearing out the trunk of her car.
Yes, sir. Now, the...
Let's get to this Dixie Chicks thing.
Well, that's the thing that's the most important thing. The Dixie Chicks have got a song, and I think I've also spoken to my attorney. I think that there's a possibility I could have them indicted for murder or conspiracy to commit murder.
Now, you mentioned this Dixie Chicks song called, what is it?
Goodbye, Earl.
Goodbye, Earl. Can we hear this now? Do we have time to hear this? Here's a few lines from... This is Goodbye, Earl. Now, what is this about? Tell us.
Yes, sir. This is a song about a woman who... Her husband abused her physically, and she's going to kill him. I came home probably about 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, and my wife had... Well, here's the lyrics.
Yeah, let's listen to this, and then you tell me what happened.
High school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA.
She's going to kill this man?
She's going to kill him.
After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world.
This is the Dixie Chicks, a world exclusive.
Wanda looked all around this town, and all she found was Earl.
Now, here comes the part.
Oh, she's getting abused?
Right.
She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care.
Okay, all right, let's cut to her. All right, so Earl has beaten her up?
Yes, sir. Now, my wife was listening to that song, dancing around.
Hold the line. We'll be right with you. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Back to part five in our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America. This is The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. And we do take time to try to keep you abreast of situations going on in our country relative to domestic abuse. We have on the line with us a man who fears that his wife, and this is pretty hard stuff to hear, so if you've got kids in the room, I'd appreciate it if you'd get them out of the room. And I, as a stepfather, I empathize with you, but this is difficult stuff to hear, so please have the kids out of the room. We have a man who suspects that his wife wants to kill him. His name is Steve. He's calling us from, we got in touch with him actually from Corona, through some people who know you. And you suspect she wants to kill you because of this song, one of the reasons, because of this song by the Dixie Chicks, sir, called Goodbye, Earl?
Yeah, it's a song about a woman who's... she wants to kill her husband because he beat her up. And when I come home the other night, my wife was listening to the song.
This was about a week and a half ago?
It was a week and a half ago. She's not even a woman who enjoys country music, so I cannot attribute this to any taste in or enjoying any kind of musical taste. But she was listening to it, swirling around the room, dancing around the room. And, I mean, I got... scared for the first time in a long time, because the song is about a woman who was going to kill a man who abused her.
And you suspect that your wife, who you said was whistling while she was sharpening a knife, who brought you a beer for the first time in 15 years, and who took your measurements and then went out and cleared her trunk out, you add all of that up to mean she wants to kill you.
I think, sir, and I know that, you know, people are going to call...
I'm not calling you paranoid, but I'm saying that... Is there a leap of faith that we...
No, sir. I'm saying what's going on here is that she wants to kill me because of all those things put together.
All right. This is the song Goodbye Earl.
Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there.
She filed for divorce.
Okay, so he violates a restraining order, puts her in intensive care.
Right away, Mary Ann flew in from Atlanta on a red eye midnight flight.
That's her friend.
She held Wanda's hand and they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
Okay, so they're going to kill Earl.
They're going to kill Earl. And my wife is at home with that full blast.
Okay, let me put it on a stop. If I put it stop, will it stop right at that point, Craig? Pause, okay. All right, you are afraid that your wife is planning to murder you based upon the fact that you came home and she was listening to that song.
She was not only listening to the song, Mr. Henry, but can you imagine coming home to your home where your wife has that cranked up, I mean, all the way to 11. She's got it. It was full blast. She was dancing around the house, Goodbye Earl. And I went to my room, and I tried to collect myself. I went up to our bedroom and said, I said a prayer. I said, please, dear Jesus, don't let her kill me. Please, dear Jesus, let me live. And that's what I'm going on now. My attorney is trying to work out a restraining order on her so that she cannot come within 3 feet of me. I've tried to use some masking tape down the middle of the room to try to keep her away from me. I'd also like to say at this time that I think the Dixie Chicks could be indicted for conspiracy to commit murder. And I'll just...
The Dixie Chicks. I mean, they've gotten some heat for this song, from what I understand, but you think they ought to be indicted?
I would like to see that, yes, sir.
For conspiracy to commit murder?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Arroyo, Oregon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Hello, Arroyo, Oregon?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air?
Hi, this is Diane.
Phil. Yes, Diane.
And I was calling, and I am... concerned of this gentleman's feelings, but to me it sounds like I think his wife is messing with his head. I think she's trying to get you to think that she wants to cause harm to you.
In other words, she doesn't really want to kill him.
I don't think so. And you know, the song.
Well, all I did was grab her arm and push her out of a bar.
Yeah.
And you pushed her up against, you said you pushed her up against a car, too.
Yes, I did. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Well, I don't think that warrants the domestic abuse. However, have you thought of approaching her with, you know, why are you listening to this song? And, you know,
I did, and she said to me that she thought that I enjoyed country music. Now, I do come from Tennessee, and I have listened to country music, but why would she get the Dixie Chicks? Okay, I enjoy Merle Haggard. I've always been more of a traditionalist. I like Ricky Skaggs. I've never listened to Dixie Chicks.
Does your wife listen to country music?
No, sir, she doesn't.
Well, then maybe she did get it for you.
I don't listen to no Dixie Chicks, though. That's something I would never do. See, I'm just scared. That's all I'm saying. I'm scared, and my attorney tells me that I can get a restraining order on her. My attorney also told me, because I have been subjected to a lot of ridicule at work from friends of mine who know the problem that I'm going through with my wife. They know that there is a situation that we're going through right now. I have been subjected to ridicule from my friends, and I feel that I should be able to get a restraining order on my friends from laughing at me on account of the situation.
You can get a restraining order to keep your friends from laughing at you?
My understanding is yes, I can. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to work this deal out. I don't want her to kill me. Whatever it is that she's got against me, I'd love to work it out with her.
Well, is there somewhere that you could go stay for a while?
Yeah, stay and then maybe talk to her or something, you know, on the phone.
Do you think I should get away from her?
I would go stay with a friend for a week or so. If
do you think she wants... Well, all right, then you're saying that she wants to kill me.
No, I don't think she does. Remember that movie, Fried Green Tomatoes?
What? No, ma'am, I did not see it.
Well, it's kind of basically the same thing.
Oh, God.
Bill. Do you remember that movie?
No. I remember the act. I didn't see it, no.
Fried Green Tomatoes. I can't.
Did they kill some guy? They kill an abusive guy?
It was based like in the 1960s. But
I think you need to relax first, Steve. Your wife hasn't attempted to kill. She could cut your throat in the middle of the night.
No. I think she wants to make it look good. Oh, man.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Calabasas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I
understand.
You know, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to Calabasas. Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
You know, I could barely hear you. I just think this guy needs some help. He sounds like he's in a ton of pain.
Well, I am in pain. When your woman wants to kill you, cut your throat from ear to ear with a paring knife, all I've ever done.
Oh, but wait a second. She was just whistling while she was sharpening the knife, right?
You know something?
I just find like a part of that hard to believe, and I just think that, you know, he needs some help. I'm no psychologist, but...
Oh, so now you're saying that... See, this is the thing, Mr. Andrew, that I think happens in a lot of domestic abuse situations. Now you want to say that I'm crazy.
Well, you just sound like you're in a lot of pain, and I'm not questioning that, but...
Well, how come she gets to kill me?
It's hard to believe that, you know, she's measuring you to put you in a trunk. I mean, are you living with her?
Yes, ma'am. I live with my wife.
I think the previous caller had a good point. Maybe you need to leave right now, but in the meantime, you probably need to talk to a counselor or something.
Yeah, but if you think I need to leave, then you do believe she wants to kill me, and that's what I'm scared about.
Well, I don't think,
a second. I haven't heard... Look, you grabbed her by the arm and pulled her out of a bar. And while it did bruise her, and while it's unacceptable behavior, it's not like you've had a history of beating her up or anything, okay?
Yeah, but she told me that she's all down on domestic abuse, which I am too. Why would she buy that record and play it full blast?
Because she...
Well, maybe you need a mediator, like a counselor, and you and her can sit down and discuss this, and you can tell her how you feel, but...
I try
to live in that house and pretend like nothing's going on.
Well, here's the deal. I have taken steps to protect myself. I've been advised to wear a metal collar or some kind of a metal chain around my neck so that she can't cut my throat.
Well, that's ridiculous. Well,
but you have to understand, if I'm asleep and I have to sleep because I've got to get up, I've got to work, and I've got a family to support,
is there children in the house?
Yes, sir. There are three children in my house.
What?
Wait. You're wearing a tight metal chain around your neck so she won't cut your throat?
Yes, I will. Yes, I do.
Sir, you need to get some help.
Why do I need help? She's the one playing Goodbye Earl.
Because there's kids in your house.
She's playing Goodbye Earl. What's that all about?
Ma'am,
well,
do you know...
I'm not familiar with that tune, but...
Some song by the Dixie Chicks where they kill the guy. You know, he beat up the woman and they kill him. It's actually gotten some controversy, you know. Who knows?
I heard a little bit about that, but that's beside the point.
I want the two of you to understand that you don't know what it's like because I go to bed at night, I have a tight metal collar around my neck, and yes, I have to wear almost like a chastity belt. Device.
Well, you talk to your attorney?
I don't want her pulling one
of these. Does your attorney know you're living like this?
My attorney says that I should get a restraining order on her while I'm living there.
How can you get a restraining order on somebody that you live with?
So that they don't come near me. I mean, I live with them, but they can't come near me.
And you got
I've
a chastity...
Never heard of...
What are you wearing a chastity belt for?
Because of this whole Lorena Bobbitt deal, if she tries to pull that.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I'll tell you something right now. I am so full of fear...
Well, you need to get out of there.
If you say that, then you believe that I...
You need to get out of there.
I think the first suggestion...
How old are your children?
I have... My daughter April is 10, and my other daughter Jennifer is 8.
Well, they've got to be feeling some of this craziness. Your priority is taking care of those kids.
I understand that. I just...
You need to get out of there.
You can't go to bed at night wearing a chain chastity belt...
If you're so afraid of your wife, you need to get your children safe place.
She won't hurt the girls. I know she won't hurt the girls. She worships the ground they walk on.
That's what everybody says. You know, and then they're on the top news.
What about my friends who laugh at me? Because I can get a restraining.
Don't care about what people think, sir. You just need to get some help.
No, but my understanding
is... You need a professional.
Can I get a restraining order on my friends?
What does your attorney say?
He says that I can get a restraining order so they don't laugh at me.
I don't think you can get a restraining order on somebody not to laugh at you, but I'm not a lawyer. Ma'am, thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
It's valuable advice. 1-800-449-8686 as we continue part five in our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686, part five of our seven-part series, Domestic Abuse in America, Retribution. On the line with us is a caller from Corona, California. He is a guest of ours. His name is Steve, and he fears that his wife wants to kill him. He manhandled her outside of a bar one night. As a result of that, she was very upset. He feels that she wants to kill him by putting a couple of clues together, and one of which is the playing of the Dixie Chicks song, Goodbye Earl. Have you thought about going to the police, sir?
The police won't do anything about it.
Why?
Because they, unless they have hard evidence that a crime's going to be committed, they won't do nothing about it. I know a crime's going to be committed, but they won't listen to me on account of all I got the Goodbye Earl song and the fact that my wife was whistling while, you know, peeling carrots and everything, but I know. In my heart, I know.
All right, so the police can't help you, but you know in your heart she's going to kill you because of this Goodbye Earl and peeling. Also, the 15 years she never brought you beer, and she did?
Yes, sir.
And what did you do with that beer?
I poured it down a drain. She put something in there to try to make me gag it up. No, sir, no, sir.
All right, here is Clifton Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
His wife is just having a little fun with him. He should have never laid his hands on her in the first place. And if she was going to kill him, she would have done it already. And he does need some serious psychiatric help.
Having fun?
Anybody
scaring a man like
to...
that's having fun, huh?
Yeah, if any man ever laid a hand on me, you betcha I'd scare him.
Well, you know something? I told her that I was sorry. That's not
you
good
ought
enough?
To be. You ought to be sorry.
That's
sometimes
not good
sorry's
enough?
Not good enough. No, sir, it's not.
Oh, what else is good enough? I bet you never had the balls to do anything like that to a man. You live your life
no man's ever
woman.
Laid a hand on me.
You live your life through other women, don't you?
No,
well, she
I don't.
Just said no man has ever laid a hand on her. Look, I'm not saying that your wife has a right to kill you.
She's got no right to murder me.
No, she's having fun scaring him.
You think that's what it is? Why?
Because that's her way of getting it out. She's scaring him. If she wanted to kill you already, she wouldn't give you enough time to tell
why
your
she,
attorney.
Why did I get a bill from the hardware store for rope, tarp, and duct tape?
What do you think that is?
Because she had measured me. She had cleared out the trunk of her car.
No one who's going to kill somebody is going to make it that obvious. And anybody who wants to get
yeah, but
a restraining
make it obvious
order on their friends for laughing at them, I'm not your friend, and I'm sitting here on the radio listening to you and laughing at you.
Why are they allowed to laugh at me, and I can't have no restraining order on them?
Because look at you. You're ridiculous.
Well, how
your wife is not going to kill you. She wouldn't have given you any clues. She would have already done it.
Well, it's possible that she would not, it wouldn't matter to him or to her what she showed him because she's going to kill him.
That's what I'm thinking.
But
do you think she'd give him time to notify his attorneys and...
Well, that's a good point. You see, if anything happens to you, Steve, your wife comes under immediate suspicion, okay?
Well, but I haven't told my attorney.
You said your attorney wants you want to get a restraining order.
Yes, sir. But I didn't tell him that she's planning on killing me.
Well, then I would suggest that you do that.
Then who told you to wear chastity belts and things around your neck?
That was something that I had spoken with a couple of people who had worked on a domestic abuse hotline, and they suggested that I wear some kind of an iron girding. See, nobody wants to believe me. And this woman will laugh, Mr. Hendry, until I'm dead. Then she may not be laughing no more.
She's not going to kill you. She's having look. You're behaving like a little kid. I mean, you're so.
How would you behave?
So
how would you be?
Woman.
How would you behave if you knew that a woman was going to kill you?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be sleeping in the same bed as her or living with her.
So then you wouldn't. Then I should get out.
If you honestly believe she's going to kill you, but I think you're being absolutely ridiculous.
What about a restraining order?
What is this restraining order?
You were
okay?
A real big man when you pushed her, though, weren't you?
Oh, so now I deserve to die?
No, but you were a big enough man then, and now you're so afraid of her. Good for her.
No woman.
I wish I could pat your wife on the back.
Let me tell you something. I tell a woman to leave a bar. I mean, she leave the bar right now. She's not going to sit there and start flirting and dancing, what have you.
Well,
okay?
Do you go to the bars?
Huh?
Do you go to the bars?
Sure I do. That's where I met her. I met my woman in a bar, okay?
And you're married and you still go out to a bar?
Look, you met her in a bar. She's going to want to go to bars.
She's standing there dancing, making me look like the fool. She got me looking like a fool. Now,
do you go
I
out to the bars
her,
without her?
Huh?
Do you go out to the bars without her?
I go out and have a beer with my friends, which I think a working man is entitled to do.
Good for your wife, then, because everything you're entitled to, so is your wife.
She can't go dancing when I tell her to leave. Okay.
Well, look. This got nothing to do with it. This got nothing to do with it. Okay. What we're talking about here is you grabbed her. You shouldn't have done that. You bruised her. You shouldn't have done that. Now you're afraid.
When I get home from work, my wife looks at my neck, then my private part, and then my neck again. Okay. Why does she do that?
Because you're out at the bar.
She's looking at my neck, then down at my penis area, then back at my neck. Why does she do that?
You're telling me when you come in through the door, your wife's looking at your neck, your crotch, and your neck.
Yeah. Why?
Maybe because she's going to cut your throat and cut your thing off.
See, that's what I'm saying, and you're making a joke about it. God damn both of you. God damn you.
Thank you for calling, ma'am. Here's San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, just first of all, calm down. Calm down, okay? I don't think she's going to do anything to you. But you know what? You know what?
Wouldn't you?
You know what? I don't live in your home, but, I mean, I know how people can manipulate things in their minds, and I think, you know what, I know you're going to think that I don't believe you and all those kind of things, but
yeah.
I think that you're blowing this up.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I not legally entitled to get a restraining order on someone who looks at me funny?
I'm not aware of that. I mean, if
you see what I'm
possible.
Saying? Because she's looking at me funny, and I don't want to lose my little Steven, which is what I, you know, pardon me, that's what I call my penis, and she's looking at me funny. I should be able to get a restraining order on her for looking at me funny-like.
You know what? If I were you, I wouldn't even get a restraining order. Just leave.
Oh, God.
And you know what? You know what I think you should do personally?
What?
I think that you should maybe go check yourself into a psychiatric.
Oh, God.